This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Hour Number 2 of Ron Segi Today. And on our show the second hour is actor and now author Kevin Sorbo. You know, he's a macho guy on television, but he's had some outstanding and very serious health problems over the years. And we're going to be talking about it. It's all in his brand new book. Later on, a lady that I've known for a long time is responsible for so many visits that we have made to Branson, Missouri. She's the head of the Chamber of Commerce up there, Lynn Berry. We're going back in November because it's Veterans Day and it's a big time for veterans in that great city of Branson. She'll be here to talk about all of that. And then from National Geographic, there's a new show called Wildlife. And joining us on the show is Chris Tompkins, all about her life. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Kevin Sorbo.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our next guest is a friend of ours who's been on the show several times. Good guy. Really is a terrific guy. And equally good actor, producer, and director. Best known for a lot of leading roles, including Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and Andromeda. He lives with his wife, Sam. They have three beautiful children in California. Joining us right now with a brand new book out. And this is unbelievable. It is a book that really tells it all. True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal, and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life, my friend Kevin Sorbo. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing very fine, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. I know this was kind of a last-minute thing, and I appreciate it, but I heard so much about this book over the past few days that I had to talk to you about it, because I got to be honest, with all the times that we talked, I never knew of all the things that you went through during a really important time of your life and a very busy time of your life.
Yeah, you know, I kind of kept it a little bit quiet. It was on the papers that I had suffered an aneurysm, but the rest of the story was kind of kept away from them. What happened is between seasons 5 and 6 on Hercules, where I lived on for 7 years shooting that in New Zealand, I came back to the U.S. to do some publicity on a movie I'd shot the year before that was coming out called Kull the Conqueror, which is a prequel to Conan the Barbarian.
Sure.
And I was going to shoot a movie in Atlanta, so I got a 3.5-month window off from the studio to shoot this movie. Well, about a couple weeks before I wrapped up on season 5, I kept having this pain going down my arms, my left arm, and from my shoulder all the way down my fingertips, and I was getting a lot of numbing sensations, and it was cold, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, but, you know, I'm from that world of being a jock, and, you know, I always had bumps and bruises doing my own stunts and working all the time, so I never really paid attention to it. But when I got back home, it was just got to a point of just bugging me. I went to my doctor in L.A., and he found a bump. He found a lump that was inside my shoulder and up in the left subclavicle area there, and he said, you know what, I don't like this. I want to get this biopsied, you know. And at the time, he didn't want to tell me this, but at the time, he thought it was cancer. And so I went over to my chiropractor and have him work on my arm a little bit, too, to see what he could come up with.
Yeah.
And I'm laying there on the table, and I've been going to this guy out front for 8 years, and all of a sudden I hear a voice. As loud as I'm saying now, he says, don't let him crack your neck. Now, in 8 years, he's never cracked my neck because he knows I don't like it. I open my eyes, I look at him, I said, what did you say? I said, I didn't say anything. And I close my eyes again, and I hear a voice say again, do not let him crack your neck. And 5 seconds later, he cracks my neck. And I sat up. I said, why'd you do that? He said, well, I thought you needed it. So I get in my car. I'm driving. Within 2 minutes, I hear a loud pop in the back of my head, the really low, lower part of my back of my skull.
Yeah.
And my vision goes crazy, and my balance goes crazy. All of a sudden, I feel like you get that sensation when you're standing up too quickly and you get dizzy.
Yeah.
Well, it was 10 times that. And I sat in my car. I pulled over on Wilshire Boulevard there in Santa Monica, and I sat there, and I called my, at the time, fiancée, who's now my wife. I said, Sam, I don't know what's going on. My vision's all screwed up. I can't see right. And, you know, she said, I'll come get you. Now, here's the stupid thing about being a male and ego and pride. I said, no, I'll be fine. I'll drive back home. I get back on the road, and I drive back to her house 10 miles away. I get there, and as I'm walking up to the hallway to her door, I have another pop, and I fall over. And I get to her door, and I'm barely holding the door. She goes, what's wrong? I said, I don't know what's wrong. I said, everything's just weird. And, I think I knew what was wrong. I think I knew at that moment that something's going on in my brain, obviously.
Yeah.
And when I had a fourth one then, which it affected my speech, and I started slurring every single word. And she looked at me. I looked at her, and I knew right then, my God, I had strokes.
Oh, strokes. Gosh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, at that point, the aneurysm had exploded in my arm. And I looked at my arm. My arm was turning shades of blue. And she grabbed me. We ran. Well, she tried to run. I was holding on to her to Cedars-Sinai. She lived just down the road from the hospital.
Yeah.
We get there, and, of course, they just totally flipped out. They stuck an angio in my groin that goes up through your heart, and they started pumping heparin and Coumadin, which are massive doses of blood thinner to break up the clots.
Right.
Did the MRI and everything, and sure enough, I'd suffered 4 strokes, but the fourth one, the one in my speech, had dissolved very quickly, thankfully, so my speech came back. But 3 of them stayed with me forever. I mean, I still have a 10% loss of vision in both eyes, and 2 of them went to my balance center, where I had a drop out of the movie I was going to shoot, of course, and I spent the next 3 months rehabilitating my home in Nevada in Henderson, and basically just trying to learn to walk again in therapy sessions. It was a very drastic change in my life.
I can't believe that. You were only like 38 at the time?
Yeah, I was in my 30s. I was everything opposite of what they look at for stroke victims.
Yeah.
Because usually it's obesity, it's high blood pressure, it's drinking, it's smoking, all these different things combined, and I had none of those things. I'm 6'3 at the time. I weighed 230 pounds. I had 6% body fat. I was in great shape. I was every poster picture perfect of a guy that wouldn't get sick like that. And I went from really a guy that was as good a shape as any 20-year-old athlete to a guy who was 90 years old over a short period of time.
Did you have a history of that in your family?
No. They don't even know why it happened. They have no idea. They check for steroids right away, of course. And they got to do that because that can obviously have an effect on the arteries and stuff like that. But there was, that came up negative, of course. I knew I didn't take anything like that. And it was just, the trouble was that I had this buzzing sound. It was like my brain spent the next year trying to find a way to rewire itself. There was a low humming, vibrating sound that just drove me crazy 24 hours a day that would never, ever stop. And like I said, when I went back to New Zealand to start season 6 on Hercules, I used to work 12 to 14 hours a day. Well, I was working 1 hour a day, and maybe 3 weeks later it was 2 hours, and another month would be 3 hours. But it took me the last 2 seasons of Hercules to work it back up to even 8 or 9 hours a day when I used to work 12 to 14 hours a day.
Now, what would scare me is, first of all, the pain down the left arm, because immediately you think of a heart attack in a situation like that.
Yes, but I didn't think of that. I didn't think there's any way in hell I could have something like that. I mean, I called my doctor back in L.A. when I was starting to have the pains when I was in New Zealand, and he said, you do a lot of fight scenes and stuff. Did you hit your funny bone? I said, well, yeah, I hit it all the time. And he said, you know what? You probably smashed your ulnar nerve. A lot of hockey players, football players, they have this happen, and that could take 6 months to heal, he said. You just have to live with it.
Now,
so that's my mindset.
Where was the lump, though? Was it on your neck?
No, it was in my left subclavicle. It was near the neck. They believe, a couple of neurologists believe, that the chiropractic twist of my neck, turning it from left to right, forced the blood, those blood clots to go up my neck, sort of acting like salmon going upstream. People can go online and find out that it's documented that on a chiropractic move like that, you can have up to, I think, per 100,000 people that have a neck crack, 10 of those people can suffer what I suffered. But not to the degree. A lot of those would break up. They're called small ones. A stroke is a stroke, and mine weren't that small. And literally, they rewrote the shows around me, brought in a lot of stunt at casting and rewrote episodes, a lot of flashbacks, just so I could look like I was still being part of the series. But they hit it. Universal Studios didn't want anyone to know, and I didn't want anyone to know. You know, I was worried about my future, my career. Am I ever going to be able to act again? If it came out that I had strokes, maybe I'll never work a day in my life again. And you know, it was my ego, my pride, my fear of showing that my frailty when I played this big studly guy on TV all those years. It was tough for me.
Well, you know, when you came here to open up the attraction at Universal, that was apparently after this happened. Then.
No. It was before.
It was before?
Yeah, it was just before.
Okay.
The strokes happened probably, that was like July or August, and the strokes happened in September. This is the same time I had my stroke.
No kid. Now, do you ever fear when you get an ache or a pain? You know, I'm paranoid of that same thing. Every time I get heartburn, I'm a nervous wreck. Every time I get a pain, I think I should go to the hospital. Do you fall into that category where every time you feel something that's not right that you think it's coming back?
Yeah. It put a huge fear into me. There's no question. I ended up suffering from depression, anger, anxiety. I got panic and anxiety attacks, which I never had before.
Because mm-hmm.
Even the doctors, I had one neurologist that wasn't quite sure it was from the aneurysm. He said, it could be from the neck crack, but these are pretty big ones for becoming from neck crack. He said, maybe there's something else in you, which is the worst possible thing to say to me. So now I'm walking out thinking, oh, my God, they can't find what caused the strokes, and the aneurysm is a separate thing. But I've realized at this point now it was the aneurysm. It had to be. I mean, you know, I almost lost my left arm. By the time I got to the hospital, they told me that, you know, my arm was dying off. They had to get that Coumadin and break it up right away because my flesh was basically decaying, you know. And it was pretty scary. I mean, it really was. And to have doctors tell me that after 3 to 8 months, you know, I had three different neurologists that gave me this sort of time frame. So let's take the longest one. After 8 months, whatever you feel at 8 months, expect that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, after 8 months, I still felt pretty bad, and I said, no way. I will not do this. I will not let this control my life. And I started turning away from Western medicine to Eastern medicine. I started doing a lot of acupuncture, which was huge for me. Meditation, yoga, Pilates, all these different things were mixed up. I think that had all were important for me to heal.
You're right about that 8 month thing. That's a formula that they say. If after 8 months you are at one point, that's the point you're going to stay at. Kevin, speaking of staying at, can you stick with us for a couple more seconds?
Sure, I can.
Okay, my friend Kevin Sorbo is our guest. His new book is out right now called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. It's a fascinating book. It's in hardcover, available right now. And Kevin and I will be right back with more live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Sedgy Today, where you can hear our latest show on demand at ronsedgy.com. And we will also, in the next segment, tell you the site where you can get Kevin's new book. Wow, what a story. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy Today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back, we're live all across the USA, around the world. My friend of many years, Kevin Sorbo, is with us right now. Kevin has a brand new book out. It is entitled True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. Sounds like kind of an oxymoron. You got to read the book, though, because it's unbelievable. I didn't realize that you live in Henderson. Do you still live there?
No, I did at the time. It really became my little Monte Carlo, to be honest.
I love Henderson.
I started shooting Hercules in 1993, and we just shot there for 7 years. And I looked at my tax return in 93, and I'd spent maybe 3 weeks in California that entire year, and yet they still took 10% of every dollar. So I said, you know, I don't know why I didn't pay attention to this earlier. So I got rid of my place in Santa Monica, and I moved to Henderson, just outside of Las Vegas. I said, you know, because there's no state tax in Nevada.
I know.
I might as well save 10% of my income. It's silly for me to, you know, I'm back in California now, but if I'm not living there, why am I paying tax?
I got to tell you, I love Henderson. We did an automobile rally last year for missing children. Actually, we did it this year, too, and we started in Henderson. In fact, the mayor was on the rally with us, and I want to live in Henderson. I really do. I love that city.
It's really a nice, it's a nice place. My parents actually started using my place. They get out of the Minnesota winters, and after 3 winters of using it, they said, you know, we're staying, and they've been living there now since 97.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to come up and visit with them and see how I like it in an extended period of time.
It's great. I was just out there for my dad's birthday. It's a good time.
Kevin, when you wrote this, was it tough to write or was it kind of therapy for you? Because you're living through a time in your life which is kind of scary, and frankly, as you and I discussed earlier, you never know if you're out of it or not.
You know, I kept notes during the first couple of years of my rehab just for myself, and that was a form of therapy in itself. I just wanted to kind of measure my gains and my success, and, you know, any time I was, you know, feeling a little bit better, I just put those notes down.
A lot of people may not know this. For those of you that don't, when you're an actor and you have so much responsibility on your shoulders for doing a motion picture, which is millions and millions of dollars, there's insurance policies that are taken out on you. Were there a fear that this might have gotten now to the point where you might not have been bankable, Kevin?
Oh, certainly there was. But, I mean, you know, Universal already had, you know, me for 2 more years under contract. And, you know, I like to say they're being compassionate. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure they cared a little bit about my health. But the reality was they wanted the show to keep going.
Sure.
And we had passed Baywatch the year before as the most watched TV show in the world. It was a big show in 176 countries. It was a huge cash cow for the studio. And, you know, they wanted to hide the fact that I had the strokes. And I did, too. I didn't want people to know. And going back to work, no, whether it was an hour or 2 hours, didn't really matter. It was helpful for me. It gave me purpose. It gave me something to look forward to. It gave me something to take my mind off of my illness and this whole, you know, debilitating incident that happened to me. I'm grateful for Universal for that, to be honest with you, because it was huge and helped me keep going. And I did end up finishing those last 44 episodes, and so much to the point that they even wanted to go another 3 years on the series. But by then, I got offered to do Andromeda.
Yeah.
And I was ready. You know, I said, you know, I've done this 7 years, and I think I need a change of place and a change of venue and a change of a career in terms of what I want to be as an actor. So, you know, I went on to do 110 episodes of Andromeda over 5 years. So I kind of proved to insurance companies that did all major tests on me, because they have to know what I did. I couldn't lie about that stuff. So they knew that I'd suffered strokes when I did my medical exams each year for the TV show. So
do you still do those?
Oh, you have to. Yeah. You always have to. But, you know, I've obviously proven doing, between that and drama, Hercules, I did 155 episodes plus about 35 movies since then. So I think I've kind of proven I'm still able to work.
But you do have a reluctance, I'm sure, sometimes when they say, well, how about if you do your own stunts or something of that nature? You got to have some reluctance.
Well, you know, I still, you know, I've worked back up to do my own sun stunt still, but I think more than anything, I'm just, you know, I'm gotten older, so yeah. I'm not quite as jockey as I used to be, and I hate to admit that either. But, you know, I wrote the book because I really wanted people to get not only a glimpse of what I had to go through and what I did, you know, what happened to me, but to say, you know what, look, this happened to me. It was a drag that it happened, but look at how healthy that you thought I was and I thought I was. And everybody has somebody in their life that gets sick, whether it's them or somebody they know. We all go through this one time in our life. We're going to, you know, the one constant and one certainty we all have in our lives is that we're going to die one day. We just don't know how it's going to happen. So I wanted this book to be a motivational tool for people to say, look, if it happened to me, it can happen to you. And really, it's all about triumph. It's all about giving somebody hope, saying, as great as doctors are, and certainly the doctors saved my life, because I would have died that day. There's not one doctor, not one neurologist said, you know, had I come in just a few hours later, it would have been over, because the blood clots were freely flowing all over my body. And like I said, I'm very, very fortunate that I didn't die. But the reality is, they're not always right either. When they said 8 months and that was it, and I still felt like crap, I said, there's no way. There's other ways to do this. And I think it comes down to the fact that I was a very strong-willed person. We all hear stories about people saying, doctors saying, I don't know how she survived or how he survived. He should have died. It's amazing. It's a miracle. You know, maybe it is a miracle. Maybe it was God's hand in there as well. But it also comes down to you believing that you can get better. And I want this book to be a motivational factor for people to get themselves better as well.
Kevin, I think you hit it on the head. I think it is a motivational factor. It is for me. I got to be honest with you. I don't even want to complain about a headache anymore. I love these reviews, too, that so many of the superstars like Ray Romano and Wayne Gretzky, Joe Pesci says, Sorbo's not Italian, but he has the luck of a mafia don. And the list goes on, Craig Nelson, Scott Hamilton. I mean, it is a very motivational book because you figure if you can go through all that and look as good as you do, it's got to be work for everybody, because certainly nobody would think that Kevin Sorbo was going through all this trouble at 38 years old. Gosh, I was shocked when I heard it.
A lot of people were. I mean, really, we did keep it pretty quiet. I just got to a point my wife was beating me over the head, so to speak, saying you've got to get this story out. It's a great story for people to know, and hopefully, you know, bring hope and a positive spirit to people that are going through the same thing. And, you know, when you read those credits and stuff, I mean, I've been very blessed in the celebrity world to meet all of these wonderful celebrities, and all because of golf, to be honest with you. We've become friends through all these last, you know, 20, 25 years through people I've met. And they were all very kind to, I sent them the treatment, and I sent them the book when it was done to say, would you please give me a plug for the book? And they all came through, and they all wrote some wonderful stuff. It was great.
You deserve it. You really do, Kevin. You're quite a guy. And I'm glad that this is behind you and not in front of you anymore. You should work in government. You can keep a secret really good. And we're going to be chatting to Kevin. We just missed his big annual golf tournament about a month ago, but we'll be chatting about it in the months to come. And I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. And much luck with the book. It's called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal, and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life.
Yeah, let me throw in a plug there. They can go to the Barnes & Noble. Everywhere has it. Amazon is obviously an easy place to get it. It's going there, and hopefully a lot of bookstores near you. And they can all go to kevinsorbo.net to get more information on where they can get it, and also on my upcoming projects. I've got 6 movies in the can, and they'll all be out over the next 12 months.
Good. So we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm still waiting for you, Sam, and your 3 children to come down here and visit us.
We got to do that.
Let's do it, Kevin.
All right.
Good luck, my friend.
All the best. Thank you, sir.
Kevin Sorbo has been our guest. He's quite a guy. A terrific actor, director, producer. He does it all, and he does it equally well. And you know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning and you got an ache and a pain here, you can't complain, because this fella at a young age really went through a very frightening experience. It's amazing he's alive. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. Biden made this statement on Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. I've always said one of the great things about doing this show, I've been doing for almost 33 years, is the friends you make. And our next guest falls right into that wheelhouse. I've known her a long time. She's a terrific lady, a great ambassador for a city that is America. We're talking about Branson, Missouri, and joining us right now is the Director of Public Relations for the Branson Chamber of Commerce. Glad to say a longtime dear friend, Lynn Berry. Hi, Lynn. How are you? It's so nice
Ron,
to hear your voice.
So good to talk to you, and we should do offline more often. You know?
Well, it's crazy because, you know, you have been always so kind to us, a great ambassador for this sensational city. Every time I talk with you, and it's not enough, you always have that excitement in your voice. I mean that sincerely.
Well, so much is happening. We've been so blessed for so many years. Ron, this is my 17th year in this position.
I remember when you were appointed to that position, and I'm so glad you are not going anywhere for a while, I must add.
That's right.
You know, we spent so many times in Branson. When we first started, it was broadcasting there. We started at the Silver Dollar City, and then at the Lawrence Welk Theater and at Andy Williams Theater, and, of course, my dear friend Bobby Vinton and the Grand Palace and the Dick Clark Theater. And then I introduced Ed McMahon to the city, and we played there. I think it was the Imperial Palace for about a year and a half. Just
That's great memories
of a place, ladies and gentlemen, that just has everything. It's the beauty of the Ozark Mountains, Three Lakes, Silver Dollar City, historic downtown with the town center, Branson Landing. I mean, it got everything.
And we're still growing. And, you know, a lot of those wonderful folks that we had for so many years have gone on to their greater reward, and we miss them terribly. But so many of our families are talented in Branson, so we let our families entertain your family.
You have some great families there, the Duttons, the Presleys. We mentioned about some of our friends that have gone, Mickey Gilley, Andy, and just a slew of people. Very, very sad. But they have left a mark on a city that has so much to offer. I don't know where to start. Let's start with the season. The season expanded a few years back. Now it has lengthened quite a bit.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. Our busiest month of the year is November. And that is because we celebrate Veterans Week in Branson, November the 5th through the 11th. And so many things are still able to be enjoyed by all of our visitors that time of year, honoring our veterans, which certainly we do in Branson every day. You know, we usually have about 30 or 40 events for folks to come and do all week long.
No city will you see the dedication and the tribute that the veterans receive in Branson. You see every day, every show, ladies and gentlemen. I have never been to a show in Branson, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, which, by the way, there are shows on all three of those time slots that don't pay tribute to the veterans.
And the tradition continues, and we are so blessed to continue to have the Veterans Day Parade on November 11th at the 11th hour. And when that steps off, you are cheering for two solid hours, as our men and women in the armed forces that have served come by in every kind of car, including a NASCAR last year.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, too, it has something for everyone. When I was going up there, my children were young, and they loved Silver Dollar City. Now they have children of their own. Now they go back because of everything that it offers. I sound like I should be working for the Chamber of Commerce. But ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you something right now, our listening audience, I ain't getting paid for any of this, okay? I'm telling you this from experience. This is a great place to visit, and it's so central located in the United States that it's not, whether you drive or fly, it's not hard to get there.
I know it's coming from your heart, Ron, and you know, I have to brag for a minute. In 2023, TripAdvisor named us as one of the most popular tourist destinations in the U.S. We have been on that list now for 11 years in a row, and Silver Dollar City was just named the number one best theme park in America by the readers of USA Today.
Well, yeah, that is a phenomenal place. You know, one of the things I noticed, and Ed McMahon brought it to my attention, actually. He said, this is the only city I've ever been in that when you want to get out onto the traffic, people actually let you out.
That's right. We call that the Branson Wave.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. And there's still so many great legends there. The Oak Ridge Boys stopped by several times. Yakov is still there. I mean, there's so many shows.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the winter season, because I was blown away at Christmas time. I remember Andy Williams, he had like 8 billion lights on his trees out there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what we have is just really an old-time Christmas. You know, it's the Ozark Mountain Christmas that you see. And we are full of lights and Christmas trees. And the one at Silver Dollar City, that's 80 feet tall. Every imaginable enjoyment that you would expect from celebrating the birth of our Lord.
I was chatting with Bill Medley the other day, and he said one of the best experiences he ever had in show business was his stay at Branson. I think he bought a house or built a house there for
that's
a while.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is so true. And, you know, McKenna, who joins his show, his
right.
beautiful daughter, who has been here recently because she had to have a baby shower.
Oh, Tony Orlando. I know Tony doesn't perform there as much as he used to, but he won't move. He loves it. He said
that's the
best place to raise a family. Tell us about the season now. You're in it now.
Oh, we are indeed. And, you know, 108 different live shows to choose from, and we debuted a really original play called Queen Esther at Sight and Sound Theater. This musical is just phenomenal. You are surrounded on three sides by the Persian Empire. We've also got Once Upon a Fairy Tale. This is a new music show for children. It's all of the classics, your storybook songs. It is just a precious presentation. And the young gals and the young men that come out adorned as princes and princesses take the children's breath away.
I told somebody one time, they asked me, I said, did you ever live in Branson? And I said, no. Why? She said, because you seem to know a lot about it. I said, let me tell you, it is, and I mentioned this in the introduction, it is America. You go there and you feel like you have friends that you've known for years and years and years.
We've got another little accolade that I love to share. We have the very first Tiger Woods public access golf course in North America.
Really?
And it is called Payne's Valley in honor of Payne Stewart, mm-hmm. who was a Missouri native and a friend, a very close friend of Tiger Woods, and put together this incredible 18 holes. And there's even a 19th hole to settle the bet.
And forget about the losses that you took. Payne used to live here in Orlando, not too far
yes.
from me. That was a very tragic
Absolutely.
Event there. Everything is a deal. Go to some towns, I won't mention some tourist attractions, but boy, they really bleed you. You can spend a very conservative amount of money and just enjoy yourself immensely there because it's designed to be money-friendly.
We have always been a vacation value, and that is something that we are very proud of indeed. And, you know, right now, gas is $2.99 a gallon.
Are you kidding?
Oh!
Is it really? You're going to probably, for people listening, going to increase your population now by, you know, at least 2 or 3 million. I didn't realize that. I love flying into the Branson Airport, but for a while before it was even there, we used to fly into Springfield, Branson National Airport in Springfield. And, you know, it's about a 40-minute drive, but boy, what a beautiful drive it is. For people who don't particularly like to drive, you got to take that one.
Oh, yes. It's the introduction to the roller coasters that you'll ride at Silver Dollar City.
I never thought of that. You're absolutely right. But I am looking forward to bringing back the good old days where we were broadcasting there, and we're going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, on the week of the Veterans Day celebration, are we not?
Cannot wait to have you here in Branson and enjoying everything that we have to do during the November 5th through the 11th celebration.
You know, I'm going to say this again, ladies and gentlemen, and please take my word for it, okay? You will love this city. If you've never been there, you will have to go there. Lynn, you are a treasured friend, I must tell you. And if I've left out anything that you want to chat about other than the fact that planning your vacation, go to explorebranson.com. Let me know what it is, because we want to know.
Well, how much I miss you. That is exactly what I want you to know, and I cannot wait to have you come to Branson.
Well, Lynn, we are looking forward to it. And again, go to explorebranson.com. And I want to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen,
This is not a commercial for the Branson Chamber of Commerce. This is an endorsement. Somebody who has experienced this town several times and feel obligated to my listeners to have you go to Branson so that you can enjoy what I've enjoyed over the years and millions of others. Lynn, it is always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ron.
And we are happy to announce that we're going to be out in Branson the weekend of Veterans Day in November. November 11th, I think we're going to be there. I want to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. And when you get to the homepage, there's an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And you can also visit our other site, SEGGISings.com, where you can learn all about our concert tour, and we'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Fascinating story we're about to talk about with a fascinating individual, And the story that we're discussing is one that has been put together by someone who really is a conservationist and a philanthropist. It's a great story. Joining us right now to talk about it is our guest, Chris Tompkins. Hi, Chris. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're here because I read this whole background on you, and boy, I can't wait for this documentary. By the way, it is in theaters, and it'll be on National Geographic Channel starting, I think it's today, and then on Disney Plus and Hulu tomorrow. It's a documentary feature called Wildlife, and it follows Chris on a decade-spanning love story that goes from Chile into Argentina. Tell us about this, because this is something that is unbelievable, what you're doing, and you're doing it so successfully at transporting about 14.8 million acres of parklands in Chile and Argentina through this conservation program. Tell us about it, Chris.
My husband, Doug, and I came out of the business world. He was the founder of the North Face, and then Esprit, and I worked for Yvon Chouinard, and we were the founding team to create the Patagonia company.
Right.
And about the early 90s, both Doug and I separately began to feel restless about our lives, and we should be doing more, and we wanted to do things differently, and we fell in love. And so we headed out to South America, Chile and Argentina, and started buying tracts of land from private owners and deciding that we would take everything we bought and donate it to the country, Chile and to Argentina, to create new national parks. That's how we got started.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept growing and growing, and we learned more every year and getting better at it. The country itself and the government became comfortable with these ideas, and we have donated, helped create 14 new national parks and just over 15 million acres.
Now,
that's really what the film is about.
Well, how do you, and I'm saying this obviously as a novice, how do you create a national park? I mean, I live across the street from a state park, and I go through it all the time, and I think to myself, how did this come about? How do they know what to do? But that's governed by city and, you know, not privately like yourself. So you take a piece of land. How do you turn it into a national park? And what are the parameters of having it known as a national park?
Well, first of all, they really are national parks. We donate the land.
Okay.
The minute that the donation is finalized, then we no longer have anything to do with it. We can help support it and make sure that it's sort of taken care of, but we no longer own that land. We're
okay.
Giving it all away, and that's what I think shocks people.
Now, is there any chance that sometimes when you donate property like that, or is there a stipulation in the donation that says that at some point down the road they cannot use it for anything else other than the purpose that you intended it?
Yeah, that's right. If they ever began to use the lands that we've donated for any purpose that falls out of the original intent and spirit of the gift itself, then that land revert to our foundation.
I see. Why did you choose Chile and Argentina?
Well, you know, my husband was a ski racer, and long ago, that's where you went to train in the off-season, was down in Patagonia, down in Chile and Argentina. And he really fell in love with it. And so when we left all of our mutual businesses and go to commit ourselves to doing all of this, he just naturally migrated in that direction, remembering how much he loved the territory.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's how it got started.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now, this Wildlife, this is a show that, as I mentioned, is playing in theaters and arriving on the National Geographic Channel today and Disney Plus and Hulu tomorrow. And it is done by Oscar-winning filmmakers Jimmy Chin and his wife, who are very, very good at what they do, phenomenal about it. Now, very, very good. There's no question about that. Now, you lost your husband not that long ago, so I'm assuming that this quest even has a larger meaning for you because it's his legacy along with yours.
Yeah, of course, you're absolutely right. And the film is really, it is a love story. My husband and I had an extraordinary marriage and life together. And then it's love of the wild nature. And so, yeah. And they did an unbelievably beautiful job telling our story.
Chris, I know that going in the corporate world is a stressor sometimes. I know that, unfortunately, from experience.
Yes.
But you just turned away from that. Was that difficult to do? Was it refreshing at first, but did you miss the corporate cycle? Or is that something that when you closed the book, it was closed for good?
Well, people are wondering why we left our business lives at the top of our game. I know it's very hard for people to wrap their heads around that. But for us, it was so obvious. It was the thing that had to happen. And by the time I actually left and tried to build a succession plan for my work at Patagonia, I couldn't wait to get out of there. But I never really stopped working with Patagonia. In fact, I just had my 50th anniversary with them. I wasn't the CEO any longer.
Yeah.
We never looked back, I can tell you that. Isn't that the damnedest thing? Never did.
You know, that's the sign of a real, true quest in life is when you don't look back. I know people, I got to be honest with you, sometimes I do this myself. In fact, I do it more than I should. I look back. Should I do this? Should I do that? Boy, you go crazy doing that. You got to look forward. You got to keep it in the rearview mirror and look out the windshield.
Yeah, and I also think if you didn't do it last time, you know, I'm 72 years old now. We were in our 40s when we left, but not everybody can change their lives the way we did. I know that. We certainly can change portions of our lives and not become so attached to sort of the fame and the ease and that sense of being oh so fabulous. That you really come to understand that that's pretty worthless, finally.
You know what they call that? Maturing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the National Geographic Channel, Disney Plus, and Hulu, and theaters also. It's the documentary feature Wild Life, which follows, of course, our guest Chris Tompkins on an epic decade-spanning love story and also dedicated protecting some very, very precious land in Chile and Argentina. And I've seen the film, and I got to tell you, Chris, it is done very, very well. And it is a love story, and it is very emotional. So Jimmy did a great job on that.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. It's humbling,
yes.
I think is the word I'm looking for.
Great word. Great description. Chris, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back one day.
Thank you very much. All the best to you.
And to you, too. And keep up the great work. Proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Chris Tompkins. As we mentioned before, she is the president, co-founder of Tompkins Conservation. Check out this movie, okay, on National Geographic and also on Disney Plus and Hulu. It always fascinates me how people can leave everything behind and then do something the rest of their life that they've always wanted to do and not get paid for. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for making this show possible. And our guests include Jimmy Fallon, Rob Reiner, Rita Coolidge, country legend Rhonda Vincent, actor Kevin Sorbo, from Branson, Missouri, Lynn Berry, and Chris Tompkins with a new show on National Geographic called Wildlife. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.